Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, and he is Jeff Graybill, professor of writing and rhetoric at Michigan State University. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, how you doing?
Just fine. Well, there has been some research done. You are the lead researcher on a study about changes in the way writing is delivered, the way that messages are communicated. And it turns out that texting now is maybe one of the dominant forms of writing that students do.
Well, I think that's true. And in some respects, the findings of our research are not terribly surprising. They support some research and some studies that have been coming out over the last couple of years, but there's no question that in the population we studied, texting was the form of writing that they did most often and the type of writing that they valued the most. We weren't surprised that the students in this population were texting all the time. I think most people with teenagers or young adults understand that, but the fact that they valued that kind of writing as much as they did and they used it in the ways that they used it was a little bit surprising to us.
I guess we have gotten to shorter and shorter forms of writing, but texting, now if I send someone a long text message, it may break up into two or three segments.
Right.
And a lot of people have mastered the art of texting in very few words.
That's true. In fact, they've mastered a really difficult rhetorical skill, and that is, you know, how can you be effective in very few words? That's
right.
Something that you have to learn how to do.
Well, I've had a number of editors say, you have fewer words than I wanted to convey a story in, and certainly working for the Associated Press at times, you have that. You have very, very tight guidelines. Maybe they should have all the people practice texting.
Well, I've been joking with people about the fact that I think tweeting and texting has in some respects made me a better writer. I'm able to communicate one idea fairly quickly. Now, this horrifies. You still there?
Yes.
Sorry about that. My phone went a little crazy. This tends to horrify a lot of people that short message systems are a form of writing, and B, that you can actually be effective at it. But I think it's true.
I guess what I was most surprised at here is that email was considered in this survey to be for quote-unquote old people. I know a lot of people who still don't have email, believe it or not. So I don't know what that makes them.
Well, it makes them really old, right?
I guess.
No, this is true. I mean, we heard this colloquially from some of our students, have been hearing it colloquially from our students over the last couple of years. And what they're telling us is that they use email to message with professors, bosses, their parents. But their messaging practices with almost everybody else in their lives utilizes some other service, whether that's Facebook to send messages or really their text to send messages. It's much the preferred way to do it. So when we say to our students, you know, hey, I sent you an email about that. Did you check your email? More often than not, the response we're going to get is, no, you know, I really haven't checked it in a couple of days. And for you know, some semesters we thought that was odd, but now we're understanding that's fairly normal.
Mm-hmm. This study dealt with the writing behaviors of more than 1,300 first-year college students, so we have an even younger base for study than the normal student population in our colleges. And this is all across the nation, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so, you know, nominally I'm the lead researcher, but really this is a team at multiple institutions. We had a number of people at Michigan State. So in many respects, I'm just the talking head for this research team. But we really did try to get a picture of students which was national, which was diverse, and which attempted to characterize, you're exactly right, who are the students in these first-year writing courses at U.S. institutions, and we're pretty happy with the sample we were able to get. We think we captured that group of people pretty nicely.
And texting is valued even more than social networking updates, correct?
Yeah, so this is fascinating. We had a lot of what we're calling frequency-value relationships, and so some of the types of writing that our participants reported doing a lot, like, you know, messaging through Facebook, they don't value that much. They didn't attach a great deal of value to it. So we have a lot of relationships like that where some social media writing that these participants were doing, you know, they do it a lot, but they don't attach a great deal of value to it. One of the things that is getting overlooked in this study as people are picking it up around the country is that the students we surveyed value their academic writing quite a bit. This surprised us a little bit because it runs counter to stories we're used to hearing about the relationship between students and writing in school.
So they're not texting term papers yet?
Well, actually, not really, but one of our colleagues at the University of North Carolina, Pembroke, did report to us that she had a student in her class who had his computer fail and so rewrote his paper on his cell phone, so that might not be far behind.
Wow. How does this affect the way that we teach writing at the college level and even down through K through 12?
Well, this is one of the reasons we did the study. I mean, we were really interested in trying to characterize the writing lives of our students so that we could think a little bit more carefully about how we understood what we needed to teach them in school. And so we make a set of assumptions when we design school programs about who our students are and what our students need. And we know a lot about the way writing works in the world by not studying our students, but sometimes we have a lot to learn by studying our students. And so what we're trying to snap together, and this is just the first phase of a larger research project, is what do they do well? What do they like to do? What do they need to learn that they don't already know? So that we can try and prepare them to do the really terribly complex writing work that's required to be, you know, an adult citizen in the 21st century.
How many texts a day were the average for the 1,300 students that you surveyed?
We didn't collect that data in this survey, but we did some piloting. A colleague of mine, Bill Hart Davidson, did some piloting with some of his writing students a year or two ago, and they were texting. It wasn't uncommon to have them, you know, send or receive a couple of hundred texts a day.
A couple of hundred texts a day.
Yeah.
Well, that will certainly keep them busy. Just the fact that you're constantly checking and reading, it's, I guess you're having an ongoing conversation of sorts, right?
Well, they absolutely are. And this is something that we really shouldn't overlook. This generation of young people are writing more than any generation of people in human history.
Hey, Jeff, thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us. Jeff Grable, Director, MSU's Writing in Digital Environments. We'll be right back with more, Ebling and You.